This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. State wildlife officials are worried about the stress that drones could put on wildlife, especially during the fall hunting season. The Coloradan reports that Colorado Parks and Wildlife prohibits the use of drones for hunting before, during, and after outings, and that harassing wildlife is also illegal. Drones cannot take off or land in any state wildlife or federal wilderness areas. Flying in state parks is also limited to ones that have designated areas for model aircraft use. Drones are not allowed in national parks. A new report shows Colorado's children's food security and climb out of poverty lost ground during the pandemic. The annual Kids Count report shows school enrollment also fell more than 3%. Erica Manawadal is with the Colorado Children's Campaign. The group recommends extra federal stimulus dollars get aimed at school children who didn't have internet access.
Targeting those dollars to address the fact that access to public education was not the same across the board for all kids.
Because well child checkups stopped for a while at the pandemic's outset, referrals for special education services also dropped. But officials say they're seeing a spike in referrals now as a new school year starts. City employees in Pueblo will now be able to collect $500 each if they're vaccinated against COVID-19. The incentive, which draws from federal pandemic relief money, was approved by City Council last night. Workers have until September 15th to submit proof of vaccination. The mayor and members of City Council are excluded from the program. Pueblo employs just over 1,000 people. City Council members say the vaccination rate among city employees isn't known, but this incentive will help make it more clear. This is CPR News and KRCC.